Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? In a way, this question of Jesus is perhaps the most important question any man can ask himself. Who do I say Jesus is? And St. Peter gives the most important answer any man can give. You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord. This is the answer every Christian must give. It is the Christian's fundamental profession of faith. Without this, the rest of the gospel is useless. If for no other reason than that Jesus admitted that he was the Christ. And if Jesus wasn't the Christ, that means he was a liar and shouldn't be believed at all. And everything else he said and did is useless. But Jesus is the Christ. And because we believe that, all the other things he said make sense to us. And we can believe in them and be open to the grace and the life that they offer. Faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Redeemer, the Messiah, the Son of God. Faith in Jesus as the Christ is the key to our salvation. But is faith in Jesus all that we need? Some of our Protestant brothers and sisters, especially evangelicals, think that that's the case. In the words of Martin Luther in the 16th century when he started the Protestant Revolution, many Protestants still believe that we are saved by faith alone, or as we sometimes say in Latin, sole fide. Maybe you haven't encountered this directly, but I bet most of you have been asked or at least heard the question, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? The question is really another way of saying, who do you say Jesus is? And to answer yes to that is to say, I have faith in Christ. And because they believe that faith in Christ is all you need to be saved, when they ask that question, they really are asking, are you saved? Now let me be clear. Not all Protestants accept that doctrine nowadays. But Luther and his modern disciples believe that there is nothing we can do to be saved. That Jesus did it all for us on the cross. He pours the grace of the cross on us today, and we can do nothing but believe in what Jesus does for us, and that belief will save us. And then it doesn't really matter what else you do. If you do or don't sin, do or don't obey the commandments, or do or don't receive the sacraments, or do or don't love your neighbor, as long as you believe in Jesus. And so, Martin Luther said, and I quote, sin boldly, but believe more boldly. Now, Luther didn't come to this notion sort of making it out of thin air. The idea of salvation by faith alone is based on several statements that St. Paul makes and even some statements that Jesus makes. But they're taken out of context and segregated from other sayings. For example, St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. That sounds like faith alone. And Jesus says, he who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. It sounds like faith alone saves. So if you were to take these two kinds of statements on their own, they do seem to affirm that faith is the only thing that matters. And Martin Luther was not the first one to fall into this false understanding of faith. Some of the early Christians were also tempted to make this same mistake. And so St. James in the first century wrote his epistle in part to correct that mistake. As we read in today's second reading from St. James, he writes, quote, what good is it if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Close quote. And then, as St. James goes on to say just a few verses later, even the demons believe and shudder. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Close quote. Let me quote that again. And not by faith alone. Now, of course, St. James is not the only one to reject faith alone and acknowledge that our works are essential to salvation. St. Paul actually teaches this also as he writes to the Romans. He says, quote, on the one hand, to those who perish in good work, he will give eternal life. But for those who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. So if you persist in good work, you have eternal life, according to St. Paul. But most importantly, Jesus taught this. He tells us that in order to be saved, we must follow the commandments. Remember when the rich young man asked him, teacher, what good deeds must I do to have eternal life? Jesus doesn't say, no, faith alone, that's all, just believe in me. He says, if you would enter life, keep the commandments. He tells us, in order to be saved, we must also love our neighbor. When a lawyer asks him, teacher, what do I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replies, what is written in the law? And the man answered him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus replied, you have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. And he tells us that we must do good works. He says, I was hungry, and you gave me no food. Truly, I say to you, as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it to me. And they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. And he gives us the sacraments, which he tells us we must partake in. For example, he says, amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then, of course, the Eucharist. Again, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Think of that. That's a lot of things we have to do, a lot of works we have to do to be saved. Now, some Protestants who follow Sola Fide encounter the idea of, or counter this idea of the necessity of doing good works as simply a proof of having faith. In other words, if someone believes, then of course, naturally, they would do good things. And if they say that they believe but they don't do good things, then they never really believed in the first place. But if that's true, why does St. Paul, who surely was filled with faith, why does St. Paul write that he was afraid of losing his salvation by not doing what he should? He writes, do you not know that in the race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? I do not run aimlessly, but I pummel my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Close quote. He's not talking about losing faith. He's talking about not doing what he was supposed to do, the work that God had assigned him, and so be disqualified. Faith is the key to salvation. But it is not all there is to salvation. The key of faith is sort of like the key that opens the door to all that we need to know and to do to be saved. In today's Gospel, Peter is the first one to declare the church's faith in Christ. In St. Matthew's Gospel, the evangelist records that Jesus tells Peter that this insight comes directly from God his Father. But later on, when Peter refuses to believe Jesus, when Jesus tells him that he has to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die, Jesus says, you are not thinking as God does, but as human beings do. So when he believes in what Jesus says, he's following the Father. But when he doesn't believe what Jesus says, he's thinking as man does. Friends, to think of man, think as God does is to believe in Jesus and his gospel. But the thing is, the gospel has a content. Jesus taught us what God thinks and how God wants us to live and do and love, how He wants us, if He will, to work. And to say we believe in Jesus but reject the content of His teaching, including the things that we must do to gain eternal life, whether it's keeping the commandments or loving God and your neighbor or being baptized or receiving and adoring the Eucharist as His body and blood or following the teachings and disciplines of the apostles and their successors. If you reject those things, as St. Paul, as St. James says today, quote, "What good is that?" Jesus goes on to tell us today, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." It is true that Christ's cross and the love that it expresses is the only thing that saves us. But unless we live as He did, love as He loved, do as He commanded, even if it means suffering for others or even losing our lives for the sake of what we believe, the gospel, we do not live as He lives in the eternal and perfect joy and glory of heaven. Now, I am not giving this homily to pick on some of our Protestant brothers and sisters, but to help you to understand. I'm confident that our Protestant brothers and sisters who hold the faith alone do really believe in Jesus. And I'm also confident that they love Jesus and that they do many good works. But we must not be confused between the relationship between faith and love, between believing and doing. Eternal life comes to us not because we believe it will, but because God loves us and allows us to choose to live in His love today and forever. And to live in that love, we must do. We must live the life and love that He commands. So let us have faith in Jesus and live out the entirety of His teachings, including the teaching passed on to us by St. James. Faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Praise be Jesus Christ.